It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill, and Frosty's here. And today, it's all about the hydrangeas.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're excited. I'm excited because I finally figured out that the mystery bush in front of my house, you identified as a hydrangea.
Yeah, I know. I thought you were just joking with me there.
Because we were talking about it the week prior. So, and I made some changes. I always used to cut it right down to the ground. And then somebody said, leave a couple of feet of the stalk. So I did. And lo and behold, because I did that, I've got these tight little buds, but I didn't recognize them. And you said they're hydrangeas.
They are, yeah. Hydrangeas is a large group overall. There's about five major types. But within those types is the big leaf hydrangea, which everyone would recognize as the big blue, blue balls. There's two tricky things about them. One that you did, which is cutting it back, which you shouldn't do.
Well, I will never do that again.
Yeah, hands off. Because they bloom on new and old wood.
Oh, wow.
So once it all flushes up and greens up, if there's a couple dead sticks poking out, you can trim those. But when you cut it back like that, you're cutting off all the blooms for the next year.
All right, so this fall, what do I leave the whole plant alone, or do I do a little trimming? What should I do so I can really make it thrive for the future?
Yeah, you should pretty much leave it alone. You could deadhead it a little bit, get the old blossoms off it just to kind of tidy it up. Because it sounds like you'd like to have your yard tidy.
Oh, yeah, like so. I've got a whole bunch of hostas along fences. I would mow those right to the ground.
Well, those you
I
can.
Have lady slippers, and Sonny yelled at me for mowing my lady slippers.
Lady slippers, yeah. You shouldn't even get, like, within 5 feet of those things because you might upset them.
I will leave those alone as well.
Leave those alone as well. But, yeah, so cutting them back is you're cutting off the blooms that it's set for the coming year. And also, one other big question we get about those is people will say, my hydrangeas aren't very blue.
Yeah.
And that the big leaf type, it's either alkaline or acidic soil. So alkaline is going to make them more pink, which is like a sweeter soil. And the more acid they are, the bluer they're going to be. So fertilizing your soil appropriately for your desired color is important too with those.
And you said there's different varieties. Are some meant for full sunlight and others shade?
Yeah, well, none of them love deep, deep shade. But the one you have, the big leaf types, also smooth hydrangeas, which are the white ones, the white ball shaped ones, those can do a little bit more shade. But the panicles, which look like a big white cone, those are more of a sun loving hydrangea. Wow. So
okay. Yeah. Well, what's happening at Frost Farms?
No, we just had a huge restock. It's actually getting really, really it's the summer's heating up at Frost Farms, one could say. So speaking of hydrangeas, we just got a huge inventory restock of some beautiful hydrangeas and summer blooming perennials. So and even some new pottery. So
wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, and what are your hours so people can go and buy stuff?
Yeah, Monday through Friday, we're 9 to 5, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4.
All right, thank you.
I was out there seeing some of your hydrangeas come in. They are absolutely gorgeous.
I know. We call it hydrangea season because it's like the coveted, it's the you know, pinnacle right now.
Mm-hmm. So, they're fabulous. All right, thank you, Frosty.
Thank you.
And there's your Frost Report brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill.